Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Hawk Taylor. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting third, the left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Schofield reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to third. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schofield scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schofield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Stallard moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Stargell. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Stallard scores. Hickman moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Gonder settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gonder. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel is called out on strikes. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stallard hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stargell moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clendenon. Hunt moves to third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to home to get Hunt. Crane Pool moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Crane Pool scores. Christopher moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Pirates. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stallard strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing left field. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hunt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher strikes out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor is walked intentionally. George Altman pinch hits for Charlie Smith. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing third base. Amado Samuel now playing shortstop. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-3 in the game. Samuel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stevenson pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Smith pinch runs for John Stevenson. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive towards third. Bailey catches it and throws to first to double up Smith. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.